was like and whether it was difficult for you to adapt to it.
Hello, my name is Begoña Salcedo and I'm gonna give my two cents about changes in your life.
In my life, no?
In my life.
Tienes que cambiarlo to make it relevant.
In my life. Exactly. In Spanish is...
Cambios en tu vida.
In my life. Mm-hmm. To start with, I'm going to speak about what happened when you go, for example, to a doctor and he say you for... for example, that you are going to be a father or a mother and you are going to have a child. And probably at this moment you are very happy, but I think when you go out and you are at home, probably you
when
will
you return home
when you return home you will be preoccupied because that new situation causes you a new lifestyle.
It results in a change of lifestyle. Yeah. One second, because I don't know, I don't really understand the way you are approaching this topic, because you're talking about the pictures, okay? But this is talk about a time when you had to adapt to a new situation in your life. So, for example, your change of job recently.
But there was a woman there.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. These are maybe some examples. Maybe you could think about the time when you went to the doctor. And they told you some news, or I don't know what's happening there.
Moving home.
Maybe have you moved house before? You could talk about that. Or maybe when your child went to school for the first time, or about when you recently changed jobs. But this is not talking in general, this is talking about you. So start again.
At the beginning, everything. Hello, my name is Begoña Salcedo. I'm going to give my two cents about the topic of changes in my life. To start with, I'm going to speak situations.
Speak about a situation
that I think it's a great change in my life. For example,
I'm going to speak about a situation that I think has been a great change in my life, or was a great change in my life.
Was a great change in my life. For example, is when I changed my job because one month ago, and I was a lawyer, and recently I have passed an exam of civil servant.
I have passed a civil servant exam.
So I'm working now
as a civil servant.
So it has been a great change. It hasn't been very difficult to adapt because everything is positive in this change. On the other hand, I think, for example, to change your house
Moving how? Moving home.
To moving home.
To? No, moving home.
Moving home.
Empiezas con ing, empiezas con ing, ¿no? No metes tú con ing.
Moving home. Ah, moving home.
Yeah, no metes tú.
Because the verb is moving home.
Well, no, the infinitive form is to move home.
To move home.
But if you start a sentence, the rule is that you start with ing.
Okay. On the other hand, speaking about moving home.
Mm-hmm. En este caso, no empiezas, pero metes about, speaking about moving
speaking
home.
About, speaking about moving home. I think it should be very hard because I
it
never.
It must be.
It must be.
Tiene que ser.
Very hard.
Tiene que ser.
But I have never had that situation because I have lived out home, but only for some days or months. But no, it hasn't been a change for years or a lot of time. But I have one advantage about moving home because it's a good opportunity to throw to the rubbish the
to
things.
To throw algo into the rubbish.
To throw things into the rubbish.
Or to throw things away.
To throw things away because sometimes when you are living a lot of time in the same house. You always
accumulate
a lot of rubbish or things that you don't need and it's a great problem because you haven't enough space.
You haven't got
enough space for your important things. Finally, I'm going to speak about the experience that I experienced. I had when I was a child.
Why when I was a child?
When I was.
Why are you going to speak about that? When you went to school,
I
you had to adapt.
Yes.
Okay, because I was thinking maybe you could speak about. When you had your child, you had to adapt. Okay.
About myself, because when I was, I'm going to speak about my experience when I was a child, and it was first time.
It was the first time.
The first time that I went to a new school, because my mother go with me to
went.
The went with me to the bus station. And I have to go alone to my class and I didn't know how to do and when
how
I
to do it
how to do
it
qué hacer
how to no, do what to do
what to do
no sabía cómo hacerlo o qué hacer
how to arrive to my
I didn't
write class.
I didn't know what to do.
What to do?
Or I didn't know how to do it.
How to do
it's
it.
The same in Spanish, no? No sabía qué hacer. No sabía cómo hacerlo.
How to do it. How I didn't know. How to arrive to my right class.
To the correct class.
So I followed.
I followed
my partners.
And my classmates.
A group of persons.
People.
A group of people. And I go into.
Went.
I went into a class where it wasn't mine.
I went into the wrong class.
The wrong class. So I was listening to the teacher
good.
For a long time until I decided
that I have to say, excuse me, but I think it's not my right class.
It's and not my class.
It's not my class, because I discover that discovered that all students, all the students in those in that class were older than me.
Older
than me. So the I told the teacher that situation.
What situation?
That I was sent in a wrong class.
Yo no estaba en una clase mala.
En una clase adequate.
I wasn't the right in the right class.
In the right, I wasn't in the right class. After that, it was another problem.
There was another problem.
Another problem when I have to return home. I had to return home because I didn't know what bus it was the right
one. What bus was the right one?
The right one.
Yeah.
So I go up.
Go no.
I went up to the first bus that I find. Found,
saw or found? Found.
Found, and it was the wrong
bus.
The wrong bus. It was the wrong bus. And that's the reason because
why?
That's the reason why I arrived 2 or 3 hours later home. I
arrived home 2 or 3 hours later.
2 or 3 hours later,
yeah.
Because that was the wrong bus.
Okay, good.
That's